This is the Ultima Podcast. Inside stories from Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music. I'm Rob Young, and in this series, you can join me and meet the composers, performers, and ideas behind today's most innovative music. The sound you're hearing is partly a musical performance, partly an art event. Now bear with me, because this episode has got a few different threads attached to it.
Six.
A sledgehammer slammed onto the ground 180 times in a row. It's a legendary work of Scandinavian avant-garde protest art. The title of it is 180 Hammer Blows Against War Monkeys, and it was originally performed by Henning Christiansen. Christiansen was a provocative avant-garde Danish composer with links to the Fluxus art movement. He died in 2008, but he was a super active artist in the fields of performance, protest, happenings, contemporary music, and installations. Imagine the physical effort needed to keep this up. Henning himself did it for the first time in 1988. And at the opening of Ultima Festival 2022, these hammer blows will be the first sounds anyone will hear. And the person picking up the hammer to perform it outside the City Hall, that's going to be Torbjørn Christiansen, Henning's son. In a cemetery in the middle of Copenhagen, Henning Christiansen is buried. On his gravestone is carved these three words: freedom is social. It's a phrase that leaves you dangling in midair in many ways. You have to kind of feel your way into it. Henning created many of these slogans and incorporated them into his art in various ways. One of them was a green neon sign flashing these words in German: Die Freiheit ist die Ecke. Freedom is around the corner. And those same words are now the subtitle of this year's Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music, which kicks off in Oslo on 15th of September. Here's festival director Torbjørn Tunde Hansen, who comes from Denmark and met Henning on a couple of occasions.
I worked a lot with Henning Christiansen when he was alive in the last years. And one of the first encounters when I went down to his farm on Møn was that he was sitting in the kitchen where he had this huge cage full of canary birds singing wildly. And he was reading a newspaper, and he was yelling while he was reading this newspaper at what they were writing and disagreeing. And then I came, and that was kind of one of the first encounters with him. And he said, yeah, it's important to read newspapers that you disagree with, to keep yourself alive, to fight for freedom. So when I'm thinking about the theme, freedom is around the corner for this year's festival, it's one of these situations which we cannot avoid talking about the pandemic, the pre-pandemic times, the pandemic times, and hopefully what we could now label the post-pandemic times, because this theme started in a way in 2019 when we had no idea what was coming with the pandemic. Through projects that we were wanting to present in the festival, where there were certain senses of freedom, you could say. On the one hand, maybe on an artistic level, bringing performers together from various art forms, like a big piece combining dance, music, architecture, for example, or Sofia Jernberg's piece, Dreams of the Future, that we started talking about at that time, which also had a lot to do with freedom. And also wanting to work on the festival as in itself as a social space to really enjoy the arts, also be challenged by it, of course. And then came 2020, the pandemic, as we all know. We had two festival years where we were kind of lucky enough to be able to present festivals in a physical form, but of course under great restraint. But it felt a little bit like what we could do was something which could assemble a kind of freedom, fighting for this freedom just around the corner, coming around and only to encounter new fights, you could say, for this to be alive. And during that time, I thought a lot about the Danish composer and Fluxus artist Henning Christensen.
Fighting for life. With a hard winter approaching, there's probably a lot of people having these thoughts right now. I wanted to get some perspective on what freedom really means at the moment. So I met up with the Norwegian writer, Lena Lindgren. Her book, Echo, created a lot of debate here in Norway a couple of years ago. It's a kind of essay or meditation that ranges far and wide and draws together everything from Greek mythology to her own attempts to get an interview with Mark Zuckerberg at Facebook's California headquarters. The myth of Narcissus and Echo, she thinks, is a perfect metaphor for the inward-looking bubbles and self-projection that seems so characteristic of social media. Here we are, sitting in her apartment in central Oslo, and I asked her to summarize the story she's trying to tell.
I tried to portrait the contemporary times in a way, a kind of diagnosis, but it's about the technological disruption from Silicon Valley. So I went to Silicon Valley in 2019, and I tried to find to interview all the big companies, Facebook, Google, but I didn't, you know, that was really a big failure. So I went home and tried to understand it through the through other kind of forces in the human life then, and saw kind of symptoms in the culture around me. And I thought that this reminds me of some forces that I have been seeing in mythology. And then I picked up the myth of Echo and Narcissus and used that as a, you know, kind of new source of wisdom to try to understand what kind of forces which surrounds us today. I think it's a combination of, you know, exploiting the social nature of humans, that we are really genuinely social beings. We are dependent on each other. We are very like, you know, if you say something, it's going to affect me either I want to or not. So we are, in a way, hanging together. And the technology companies, in a way, I think they started up as quite idealistic, but during the years, they have, it's been a kind of commercial version of social life. So Facebook, for instance, had this this motto, connecting people. But in my analysis, that's a kind of dark motto, actually, because when you connect people, you also connect the worst mimetic forces. Technologies are mirrors of ourselves, and Echo is a kind of metaphor for the social media technology. It's a copy principle that is really deep into the algorithms, and that it in a way pulls out narcissistic tendencies in the cultures. But I think that might be, in the long run, it would be just, you know, a kind of mirror of the human societies, human nature, because that's what the media are. It's extensions of man, like Marshall McLuhan definition, right? And so I think that in the long run, maybe it will normalize us, but for now, it's, you see all these kind of chaotic forces running through society, drives us into extremism, radicalization, polarization, much more conspiracy theories, fear. And that's natural, but it's also a technological effect.
I asked Lena what she thinks about the arts, if music and culture can still play a valuable role against the forces she's describing.
So I think that art, in a way, can be a narcissist mirror, in a way, to people. We can strive to get just the same things that people do in other areas. But art has a kind of higher mission, and it has the possibility to get free from it, because it, I think that in these times, art is more important than almost ever before, because it's nearly no free spaces left. Everything is commercialized. And this mission to think, try to think new, and try to think in opposition, and try to make spaces with new sensorial experiences is really, really important right now. Also because we are so numb, and that's the meaning of narcissist, you know, it's narcissist actually means numb. And it also has means narcotics, narcolepsy, the sleeping disease, and narcose, to fall in narcosis. All this kind of images, it means that we go around the world and we are numb, and that's the media is really a strong reason. It's numbing our senses, numbing down our senses.
Back at Ultima, I'm asking Torbjörn how the festival is hoping to highlight these complex ideas around freedom.
Well, I think on the one hand, there are pieces in the program which relate directly to this freedom theme, like, for example, our opening with Yanis Xenakis' big piece, Orestia. We also are presenting the Ukrainian composer Valentin Silvestrov with the Oslo Philharmonics. And you can also point to other projects which are very directly politically linked to this year's theme in the landscape of the war. But also, the way Henning worked with this freedom is around the corner was very much this utopian idea that you have to constantly fight for the freedom. And once you have it around the corner, a new corner will, of course, arise. So it's a kind of positive phrasing of Sisyphus's struggle with the rock on the mountain. It's a more playful way of working with it, and a more open, and also in a way, a more optimistic way. But it's also constantly pointing to the fact that artists need to really fight for it. Hopefully we can present this energy. The festival's capability to really be a space for a kind of freedom is around the corner experience is hopefully what we can achieve by combining the artists we present with the audience. And really also one of the things that we really want to work on at Ultima is to create a social space for audience to meet audience or to mingle with artists and to really create a kind of free space away from everyday's noises and hopefully also what would feel like a free space.
Freedom is around the corner. And Ultima Festival is just around the corner too. It's opening with 180 hammer blows against war monkeys outside the Oslo City Hall at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, 15th of September, followed by a free concert of Orestia by Yanis Xenakis inside the City Hall. The next Ultima podcasts will feature some highlights from our talks during the festival. Until then, thanks for listening. The Ultima podcast is made by Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo, Norway. I'm Rob Young. Original music by Christina Sjergesen. The producer was Regina Dersen Christoffersen at Filt Oslo. Sound mixing by Daniel Dortland. Ultima Festival happens in September. For info, go to ultima.no.